The ground under your feet has turned to stone. This is Tsuboya Yachimun Street. Yachimun is the Okinawan word for pottery. This is a town that makes it. Listen for a moment. The noise of the market has gone. You are only a few minutes walk from Kokusai Street. That is all. And yet it is this quiet. That drop is, I think, the most interesting thing about Naha. The paving is Ryukyuan limestone. On either side are kilns, galleries, and old red-tiled roofs. So why is there a pottery town here? It begins in 1682. In the days of the Ryukyu Kingdom, kilns that had been scattered across the island were gathered into this one district. It was policy. They brought them together in a single place. Since then, Tsuboya has been the center of Okinawan pottery. That is more than 300 years. Tsuboya ware divides into two families. The first is Ariachi. Fired without glaze, plain and strong. Historically, it was used for water jars, for awamori vessels, and for shisa. The second is Joyachi. Fired with glaze and decorated. The pieces with traditional patterns, fish and arabesque, are the well-known ones. Walk this street, and you will meet both. Every shop has a different hand, so look into several and compare. That is the best way to enjoy the street. Two tips for choosing a piece. The first is to pick it up and feel the weight and the surface. This is handwork, so every piece has its own face. You cannot tell until you hold it. Ask before you touch, and almost every shop will be happy to let you. The second is to choose something you will actually use. A rice bowl, a small plate. Things that go on the table every day will keep the trip going long after you are home. It breaks, so if you are carrying it a long way, ask them to wrap it properly. Many shops will ship for you. Now for the most important thing here. This street is a mixture of working kilns and houses where people live. The grounds of kilns and private homes, and the workshops. Please always get permission before entering and before photographing anyone at work. It is a quiet street. Keep your voice down and take it slowly. And watch your feet. Stone paving is slippery in the rain. If it is wet today, do not hurry. One more thing about this street that you cannot see by looking. The Battle of Okinawa burned almost all of Naha. Kokusai Street, which we walked earlier, and the market, all of it was started again from ashes. But this paving survived. Stone that came through the war, and the traditional houses of potters, are still here. There are not many places in Naha where you can meet something genuinely old. The stone under your feet is one of them. The street takes about 30 minutes to walk slowly. Choose a bowl. Stop at a cafe, and an hour or two disappears easily. Take your time.